The Boeing 737 MAX 8, the airplane that crashed on Sunday in Ethiopia, killing everyone on board, it's officially grounded in the U.S. President Trump made that decision this afternoon. International pressure had been building with a long list of countries barring the plane from their airspace in the last few days. The World's Jason Margolis joins me now in the studio with an update. So what exactly did Trump order today?
Well, just this afternoon, President Trump issued an emergency order, and he said that all of these Boeing airplanes were grounded in the United States, and the ones that were currently in the air, they could finish their flight, obviously, and then they had to come back down, and they were grounded. And here's what the president said.
And we acted also very fact-based and very much working with other countries and with the airlines. Okay?
So, Jason, when there is a grounding protocol like this that's ordered, there's typically a set of guidelines on how to get out of the grounding. Do we know at this point what's going to happen next?
We don't know exactly what is going to happen next because this has happened very few times. It happened in 1979. The FAA grounded all McDonnell Douglas DC-10s after a crash in Chicago killed almost 300 people. The investigation found that the problem was actually maintenance issues, not aircraft design. And the FAA lifted the prohibition after a month. In early 2013, Boeing's 787 Dreamliners were grounded after there was a problem with lithium-ion batteries. Mm-hmm. That happened early in the year. And about a little under 4 months later, the airplanes were allowed to fly again. So that's all we know. This has happened very few times. The FAA has a very, very, very good safety record because they don't allow planes to fly until they're proven to be safe. So this is very rare.
So we should also note that it's not just the 737 MAX 8, it's also the MAX 9 model as well. This recent crash of the MAX 8 that happened in Ethiopia, there was also another 737 MAX 8 involved in a similar crash in Indonesia last year. How well synchronized is the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration with the rest of the world?
Well, every country gets to decide its own protocols, but if one of these airplanes is flying into Canadian airspace or European airspace, they can say, no, no, you can't fly that airplane into our space. So they are synchronized in that account. But if something is going from Boston to Atlanta or Seattle to Milwaukee, that is up to the FAA, as it would be up to the country if it's an intercountry flight.
So let me just play a segment for all of us of an interview I did earlier today with David Learmount. He's an aviation journalist in the UK and a former pilot. And he was talking about these different philosophies to dealing with problems like these, technical problems, when they crop up.
I think it helps to contrast the way the rest of the world sees this. America says, hey, we briefed our pilots extremely well. If a problem does arise, we can trust them to deal with it. Now, the rest of the world is not taking that approach. It's taking an approach something like this. It's a bit more traditional. It says, look, we are not going to give our pilots an airplane that might have a software fault that we don't fully understand yet, and then ask our pilots to save us from its faults. It's a completely different approach. America's, well, very American. It's very much can do. We briefed our pilots. They can handle it.
So that's a British aviation journalist and former pilot David Learmount there. Jason Margolis, before the Trump announcement this afternoon, Canada had joined the list of countries grounding the 737 MAX 8. Was this a case, do you think, of the U.S. just really didn't have a choice in the interest of passenger safety to be one of the last holdouts, not grounding the plane? And how important to this decision, to Trump's decision, do you think is the fact that Boeing is an American company?
Right. So several U.S. senators were putting pressure on the president and the FAA to ground the planes. So there was mounting pressure. Was the FAA resistant or the president resistant because it's an American company? That is speculation. But what I can tell you this, right after the president made his announcement, the Boeing stock tanked. So there is a direct correlation between a U.S. company and what the president says here.
The World's Jason Margolis, thanks very much for updating us on the story.
You're welcome. Fast-moving story.